I went to a friend of mine's birthday party last night. Believe it or not, it was not celebrating my birthday, thank God. I said to her, So, how do you feel? She happens to be a couple of years older than me.
I'm not sure that's possible.
Yes,
yeah, like you can talk.
The oldest man in rock and roll. So, do you feel like you want to take your razor blade out and slit your wrist? Mm-hmm. And she said, "Are you kidding? I mean, I keep thinking I'm just pretending to be an adult anyway." That's it. If you feel the same way that you felt 20 years ago,
yeah,
it's all okay.
Sure, Dave, rationalize it in your mind any way you can.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a little slice.
Yeah, well, just don't forget the fact that you're 40.
40. I love that.
We wanted to tell you also, Dave, that here we're prostituting you with this call.
You are.
We have an office full of women that celebrate your birthday annually, and they're on the phone here. Now,
really?
Dave, we're really serious about this. They brought in cake, croissants,
decorations.
They've been singing. They really are into it. Her name is Giovanna.
Giovanna.
Yeah, me.
Okay, there she is.
Hi, Giovanna.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm great. I'm 40. So
I know. David, you look fantastic.
What? Sorry?
You look fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Can you see what I'm wearing? It's fabulous.
I wish I could. I'd give anything to see what you're wearing.
Oh, thank you, Giovanna. Thank you very much.
Did the other girls in the office want to sing him happy birthday real quick?
Yeah, they do. Come on, you guys. Everybody going to sing happy birthday?
My first happy birthday. Boy.
Okay. Hey. All right. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Birthday, dear David.
You're 40.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lovely, lovely, really, no, really.
All right, Dave.
Thank you. What a moment.
Yeah, it was. Have the girls scream just like they did. They used to if they'd see Dave in concert. Have everybody scream there in the office like they would.
Guys scream.
That's how they used to scream.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Dave.
Let's take that walk down memory lane, shall we?
Well, Dave, you, since you were on the show last, we got a message, and we didn't get a chance to talk with you or come down, but you have since inked a music deal. Have you not? A record deal.
Not only have I done that, but I invited you guys to the Coconut Grove about 2-3 weeks ago, and I played some of the new stuff that I am in the process right now. In fact, I was in the studio until about 8 o'clock last night, and I've been in almost every day. So the answer is yes, I inked a deal, as they say in the biz.
Dig it. You came on our show, played some tapes that no one had ever heard before.
Well, honestly, I have to say that no one had I wasn't out looking for a record deal. I played you some songs that I've been demoing and working, and some other people had actually on hold and were going to cut. And as a result of me being on your show, I got a couple of calls that morning.
Why do you laugh when you say that, Dave?
Well, I love your show. You know I love your show.
What are you saying?
I owe my entire recording career now to you.
Pretty scary, isn't it?
It's really frightening. Dave Cassidy's career rested on that one morning. All I got to say is, I thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to come on and play.
Well,
you were fun. The music was great, and we would have been there for your showcase, but it was like
up at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and it was like midnight that went on stage.
I got on stage actually at 1 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah,
anyway, it was called The Last Groove at the Grove, and it was really fun. First time I had played in America for a long time, and I did three of the new things, and I swore that I would never sing I Think I Love You Again.
Did you do it?
But I did it.
Oh, David!
Now hang the hell on here, Cassidy. Hang the hell on, Cassidy. Now, wait a minute.
I had no idea they did such that song had such impact.
Okay, Dave. Now, here's the deal.
We do this thing in the parking lot?
Let's take an overview of this, shall we? You came on our show, some songs, got a record deal out of it, and you wouldn't sing I Think I Love You on our show.
I love you. I swore I'd never sing it again.
All right, but now, Dave.
Yeah.
Open your mind, okay?
Okay, I'm opening my mind.
All right, Dave, it's the 90s.
It's the 90s.
You have established yourself with a new music deal, and you've got your new music.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes it okay now to sing
it
things like...
It does make it okay now. The reason it's okay now is because I'm not going out doing an oldie show.
Right.
Hey, by the way, you're going to see the Drifters, and then you might see David Cassidy.
Or we'll be sweeping up afterwards. Hey, David?
Yes.
Could we discuss the possibility of either two things? One, doing something in the Fun Zone with I Think I Love You and some of the new stuff.
Uh-huh.
Or could we possibly work up a show in like a theater type of situation?
We could discuss all of those things. In fact, I definitely want to play, and I am going to play in town. When, I don't know. I'll be recording probably until the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in every day. In fact, Phil Ramone is going to produce a couple of tracks. I'm working with him, I think, week after next.
Wow.
Can I come watch you record?
Sure. In fact, all your listeners can come and watch me record.
No, I'm really the main fan here. I got them stuff.
the answer to that question is no. I would believe it. Yes. I would believe it. Of course you can. No, in fact, if you'll do me a favor and leave your telephone number with Mark and Brian as opposed to doing it over the airwaves, I will have either my manager call you, or I'll call you myself and tell you when you can come and when it's right.
Wow.
And, of course you can. Yeah. And I really, really appreciate the birthday wishes and the cake and the whole thing.
I think of you every year on your birthday, and I always wonder, how can I get a birthday card to him?
Well, better than that.
Go ahead and give your address
over
the year.
You're the first person to wish me happy birthday.
How about that?
Oh, I feel special.
Dave, we're glad things are happening for you. You seem in a much better state of mind.
Oh, I'm in a real good state of mind.
Well, Dave, would you rather wait, as far as the Fun Zone, would you rather not do that and wait for a theater situation?
Well, I think you're probably right. I'm working with a bunch of different players, I'm working with Randy Jackson, who's been playing with Springsteen. And
that's great.
Yeah, I've got some real good guys, and trying to keep the same nucleus as I'm using, some different producers.
All right, well, David, if we could have Beastmaster Rand buzz you back and just touch base and get an idea as to when you're going to be ready for this, then we would like to, be there. And if you want us to come up and introduce you or whatever,
hands down, you're the guy. I'd love to do is when I get a record finished before it comes out or before anyone hears it. I want to bring it on and spin it. And
absolutely, Dave.
Yeah,
but now you do know that when we do this, whether it's in the Fun Zone or whether it's in a theater situation, you will have to sing I Think I Love You for us.
You're on.
All right, then. There it is.
And we get to do the I Think I Love You.
You're on.
All right, cool.
I'm going to take you guys on the road with me as my background singer. Okay?
No, you're not.
Can I go on the road, too?
The answer is, of course you can.
Those in Hollywood.
Those in Hollywood.
Yeah, it gets a little road boon there for you, Dave. Okay, Dave, we got a shuttlecock for you.
Yeah, gotta have that. What in God's name is that?
It's a badminton thing, but we just renamed it.
No, that's the official name for it. We didn't rename it. It's what you call it.
Most people call it the badminton thing, but if you look it up, that's what it's called.
Shuttlecock,
yeah.
Oh, gotta have that.
Plus, it's fun to say.
And a bunch of shuttlecock for the girls there at the office. Yeah, okay.
Dave, we'll be back in touch.
Perfect.
Happy birthday.
Thanks to you all.
See you soon.
Bye.
David Cassidy there, who turned 40 today.
Okay.
40.